K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily here in Manhattan, Kansas here. Busy recording day for this podcast, of course. Here, as I'm getting caught up with what happened outside of football here for Kansas State Athletics. Of course, this podcast is all about covering all things K-State. This is the postcast cross-country edition of the podcast. Let's get right on into it. The men's and women's cross-country teams participated, obviously, in the Big 12 tournament meet over the weekend in Lubbock, Texas, down there, and pretty solid efforts there across the board. The men coming in the top half of the league, finishing the fourth spot, while the ladies came home on the back end, finished in the seventh spot over the weekend there. This was on Friday, last Friday of this championship meet, the Big 12 championships there as well. The men, of course, they ran the 8K, finished with 123 points, finished inside the top five there as Oklahoma State won the tournament by Oklahoma State won on the men's side. They were followed by Iowa State with 57 points there, and then Texas came in third there as well. K-State men's team marked the fourth time out of the last six seasons that K-State has placed in the top five, in particularly fourth place, including a third consecutive. This is the sort of third straight season that the K-State men's cross-country team finished in that spot. The women's team they ran a 6K, and they came home in the seventh spot overall with 197 points there. Hey, but they did place in front of KU, haha, and host of the meet, Texas Tech, haha, again. And Oklahoma State, all right, they swept both of the championships last Friday. Oklahoma State men and women take home the title there as well. West Virginia came home second on the ladies' side with 49 points. They're the runner-up this year in the tournament. Stephen Kilhoffner leading the way for K-State, came home in 16th out of the 24-44 there once again. In he, according to what I read over the weekend, he narrowly missed out on all Big 12 there as well. That's unfortunate there. And then, of course, followed by Hallie Spector, 21st, 24-54. Jack Moore coming home in 29th with a 25-23 there as well. They all finish into the top 30 there as well. Spector, 21st, Moore, 29th there as well. Three more K-State men finished inside the top 40, which included David Lutkin, Kyle Johnson, 39th, and Kirby Devin Bush, Jr., finished 40th with a 25-49 there as well. Tommy Hazen, 47th. Mike Rollinger, 67th there as well. We flip it over real quick to the ladies' side, which came home in the seventh spot overall in their Big 12 meet, running the, women's ran a 6K, as I thought. Hannah Stewart led the way for the ladies, finished 23rd with a 21-52, and then, she was the only lady to finish, K-State woman, to finish into the top 25 there. Callahan Stewart, 41st, 22-29, Cecilia Fisher, 42nd, Cindy Burton, a spot behind her, 43rd as well. Back to Cecilia Fisher, PR for Cecilia Fisher with a 22-31 there in that one as well. Katie Kuznick, 67th, 23-47 there. That was her second best time of the year for her on that note. Randy Cole, after the championship meet, talked about the conditions, saying, quote, "They had pretty good rain last night and sprinkling on and off during the meet here. The storm made the conditions pretty muddy and a lot of standing water made for a kind of slick course, probably slowed down the times a little bit. Had some 20, 30 per mile winds, so it was a bristling morning, but that's cross country. I'm going to go back to that in a second here. Men, Coach Rain Cole again, they placed a very solid fourth place. I thought they were very competitive. Guys got up in the race the first 2 miles, and they really hung tough in the middle part and really competed well over the last stretch of the race. We had some good efforts up and down the lineup. Steven missed out on all Big 12 by 0.2 of a second. Damn. Obviously a quality league as well. And then, of course, he had a comment on the women as well. Coach Cole, quote, they weren't clicking on all cylinders, so we only placed 7th. I thought we might, realistically, with the lineup we had, maybe get, 5th, 6th, 7th in that range. So we didn't really click too well at all. Yeah, that's coming out. Just saying that right there says it all right there. Yeah, really, Sydney Burton, I was looking for more out of her in that spot. Yeah, she started out strong this year, but last two meets, not good, not good at all there, folks. On that note, we're going to step aside real quick. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Clay must be taking it in. Maybe.
Oh, it's still going. Okay, all right. Wow, all right. So, well, for whatever reason, my recorder doesn't pause for whatever reason. So, we're back here on the Purple Project Podcast. Postcast edition Big 12 Championships for cross country here. I apologize for that. That should have paused way it did, but whatever. So, but yeah, I wanted to comment. Yeah, so I talked about the women's there. Very disappointed from that comment right there. Very disappointed there. And the conditions. Yep, it's cross country. Yep. It's nothing like Midwest running in Kansas, baby. You get rain. That kind of sounds like the marathon I ran, my spring marathon this past April, in Oklahoma City. Rain. It rained the night before. Tornado sirens and everything else. And then the morning of it, the start gets pushed back. You gotta run with the half marathoners, so you don't know what the hell is going on. And things like that. It just made for a miserable race. I know what you're talking about there, but that was on pavement. But either way, yeah, it's Midwest, baby. You gotta deal with it. Where the conditions are. That's how the way it is, and that's an unfortunate break for K-State. But K-State men, though, ran tough, so they finished. They ran a valiant effort over the weekend. The women just kind of stepped on their own toes there. So what happened there, I have no idea. But, yeah, the conditions, for sure. Yeah, that goes for professional running, too. You hear, if you're a podcaster like myself or you're into running like I am, you hear those stories. Runners pay attention to the weather as it gets closer to a half marathon or a big marathon race or a trail race. You get what I'm saying there. So, yeah, everyone gets obsessed about that damn weather now and then. But you just got to go out, put the best effort you can, and get it done. And that's what the men did in this case here as well in Lubbock, Texas. So, K-State men, fourth place, while the ladies come home in the 7th spot in the Big 12 Championships. Next up, K-State will compete in an NCAA's Midwest Regionals. This will take place at Columbia, Missouri, folks. Next Friday, November 11th, at the Gans Creek Cross Country Course. Last year, the women landed into the top 10. The ladies in the 6th spot with 243 points. The men finished 11th out of 28 teams with 332 points there as well. You want to keep track with these, and again, we'll have a preview of this next week's on next week's dailies. You want more information on that, you can go to the main website, kcsports.com, to learn more on that. Yeah, so last year the women turned the tables and did really good. This year, I have no idea. Hopefully they can use that as a bounce back to have any shot to be in the top 10. Meanwhile, the men have a good shot to finish inside the top 10 as well. So we'll have to see what happens there as well as these teams prepare for the NCAA regionals, folks. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, Audio Boom, and a couple more podcasts and platforms as well. The Pro Project Podcast. If you're not subscribed already, we're getting late in the year. And now, as usual, it's a good time to do that as well, folks. So that's going to do it on this postcast edition. We had to apologize. We had to pause in there a little bit. It should have posted itself. But anyways, we got through it. We got through it again. Again, if you're a K-State fan, you love your K-State content, you want more than just football and basketball, Purple Project Podcast is the place to do it. This is a good way to keep track of what's going on throughout Kansas State athletics, folks. Here, right here in Kansas State University, the number one college town in all the Big 12, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to do it on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Stay tuned for a lot more content. Basketball kicking off with preseason this week. The women start off first. The men will follow up in second. Big matchup coming up right here in Bill Snyder Family Stadium under the lights Saturday night when Texas comes calling to the bell.